This is Warrior Sound Live.
Here comes Curry. Step back off the dribble three. Are you kidding me?
Here's Lawrence Scott.
Thank you. A top rookie honor, two Warriors champions of the past rejoining the organization, plus playoffs thrillers in the bubble, all in store on this show. And we start with a reminder that the online Warrior shop has an exclusive for our listeners, 30% off items site-wide using the promo code SOUND at checkout. That's shop.warriors.com. And the promo code SOUND, getting you an exclusive deal as a Warrior Sound listener. As we congratulate Eric Paschal on being named to the 2019-20 NBA All-Rookie First Team, he averaged 14 points, 5 rebounds, and 2 assists over 60 games during his rookie season, and is the first Warriors rookie since Harrison Barnes to be named the All-Rookie Team. Here's what Coach Kerr and Bob Myers had to say about Paschal's All-Rookie Team honors.
Yeah, I'm really happy for Eric to be recognized for his play this year, because he had a fantastic rookie season. And, you know, the fact that we were able to draft him in the second round and add him to our team and to see him develop, to watch him grow, really he came into this league ready to play. You know, he's got the size and the speed and the explosion to have made an impact already at this level. And we really feel like he can get a lot better, too. So it's exciting to have Eric as a member of the Warriors, and exciting to think about his future in the league.
Tremendously happy for Eric. What an accomplishment. The all-rookie team, obviously coming off a very good rookie year, exceeded everybody's expectations being a second-round pick. We're thrilled that he's part of our organization, thrilled with who he is as a player and also as a person, and we look forward to a bright future for Eric with the Warriors.
Before we dive into the playoffs talk, focusing on the conference finals with NBA.com's Carlin Gay, we wanted to celebrate the returns of Sean Livingston joining the front office and Leandro Barbosa with a new role on the coaching staff. So we bring in back-to-back Warriors Remix segments that premiered on the broadcast home of the Warriors Radio Network, 95.7 The Game. This Warriors Remix, a return to the 2016-17 championship season. During the Warriors' first road trip of the season facing teams from the East, guard Sean Livingston returned to his hometown of Peoria, Illinois between games in Milwaukee and Indiana for a special dedication ceremony. Sean's $1 million donation to Concordia Lutheran School, where he attended from kindergarten to eighth grade, was a gift that enabled the expansion and renovation of a gymnasium full of features to serve as host for games, school performances, and assemblies.
That's what it's about, you know, continuing to give back, continuing to give. I've been fortunate, I've been blessed, and, now my goal is to continue to try to bless others and help others and hopefully, you know, inspire others.
For this Warriors Remix, we flash back to 2014-15 as the Warriors were thriving in their first season under head coach Steve Kerr. The question during the regular season was how far could the Warriors take things in the playoffs? And as they were fast approaching, Leandro Barbosa weighed in with his prediction during this post-game interview with Rozgold on Woude after a win at home in March over the Jazz.
You've been on many top playoff teams. Do you think the right things are coming together now for the Warriors going into playoffs?
Definitely. We're going to be a championship.
The Brazilian Blur's remark became a statement of unity, as the team would eventually make it true, capturing their first championship title in 40 years. In the locker room during the celebration in Cleveland,
if people laugh about what I said, we're going to be championship. We are. We know. They know.
With this Warriors Remix, I'm Lawrence Scott.
The host of NBA Sound System Live, NBA.com's Carlin Gay joining us, and it was an unbelievable evening of NBA playoffs action inside the bubble as the Denver Nuggets taking down the Clippers to enter the Western Conference Finals against the Lakers. And comeback kids, this is crazy what Mike Malone's team, Jamal Murray, Nikola Jokic, and all of those Nuggets are doing, Carlin, to not just bring themselves here, but do it with the kind of joy that we've seen, I don't know, Warriors teams play with in the past couple years. This exuberance that the Nuggets are bringing with them into this Western Conference Finals certainly makes this fun.
Yeah, it definitely has that feel, doesn't it? It doesn't definitely has a feel of an exciting young team sort of figuring it out as they go through the playoffs, where, you know, expectations might not necessarily be high for them, but the potential to one day be champions are definitely there. And you can feel that with the Denver Nuggets. Stars are becoming stars right before our eyes. Jamal Murray, what an incredible playoff run so far. Nikola Jokic was absolutely the best player on the floor over the last four games. And they really kind of beat the Clippers into submission in Game 7. And I don't think anyone really expected that. The Clippers were kind of playing with fire up until this point. But Lawrence, I talked about it on NBA Sound System. Everyone is talking about right now why the Clippers did not win. I think most people should be talking about why the Denver Nuggets did indeed win. And when you look at the numbers, it shows that the Nuggets over the last four games, a team that is not known for defense, has the best defensive rating in the NBA for the last four games. And they were 3-1 in those last four games. That's by no mistake. They were able to kind of figure out the Clippers, slow them down defensively, and they got their offense going, and that's why they're now in the conference finals.
And adding to the intrigue is a rested Lakers team with a hungry LeBron James and Anthony Davis ready to make their mark.
Yeah, when you talk about LeBron James, his legacy already written, anything he does from here on forward, it really is just the cherry on top of the sundae of his career. But on the other hand, Anthony Davis, this is going to be the first time that he's going through a conference finals. And for him to get to the next level, to get to the pantheon of greatness that every NBA player wants to be a part of, you have to win a championship. And he's as close as he's ever been in his NBA life. On the other side, the Denver Nuggets are at the exact same spot as Anthony Davis is. Not many people were picking the Denver Nuggets to be in this position. Not many people were expecting the Denver Nuggets to even break through or even have championship aspirations at this point in time. But guess what? They're here. They're confident. They know what to do to get it done. And they just beat a really good Clippers team. And I think having that momentum, not just coming back from 3-1, because that sort of is the basketball gods kind of playing in your favor a little bit. But knowing that when your back's against the wall, you can play your best style of basketball, and also knowing that you have the confidence to play your best style of basketball from the opening game in the series. The Lakers are a juggernaut, no question about it, and I think many people will pick them to win this series. But if you're the Denver Nuggets, the last two series could have gone either way, and especially the series that against the Clippers, not many people were picking them, if any at all. Maybe Nick Wright from Fox Sports, but other than him, not many people were picking the Denver Nuggets to get past the Clippers. So they're the underdogs here. They're in the same spot as the second best player on the Lakers is, and many of the other Lakers, to be quite frank, because it's a very young team. So I wouldn't be shocked if the Denver Nuggets shock us again and make the NBA Finals.
Mike Malone has called them the Bad News Bears, and that has been a team of joy to watch, which has been fun. But let's flip it over to the East as the Eastern Conference Finals have begun. And Game 1 of Celtics Heat was absolutely tremendous. And I don't think any of us will ever forget Bam at the rim.
What a block. I mean, you talk about some of the blocks that we've seen so far in the playoffs. The Kawhi finger block. You talk about Marcus Smart with the chase down block in Game 7 against the Raptors. And I think this Bam Adebayo block to seal the game for the Miami Heat tops them all. What a great defensive play for who is turning out to be one of the great players, great young players in the league. Bam Adebayo, ends up being a part of this Miami Heat culture. They saw a lot of potential in him, but I don't think many people expected him to reach the potential this quickly. And on both ends of the floor, he's a cog on offense. His passing really carved up the Boston Celtics in Game 1. But it's his defense that is really going to be the catalyst for this Miami Heat team if they do plan on getting to the championship round. We saw what he was able to do against Milwaukee. He was really the kind of cornerstone of the game plan that they put together to slow down Giannis. And now he's doing it against Boston in a different way. And his rim protection is going to be so key in this series because the Celtics do have a lot of players that can get to the rim at will. But if Bam is there to say no, it's going to change the entire complexion of this series. That block is going to go down in his highlight reel for years to come. And, following in the likes of the Dwayne Wade's, the Udonis Haslam's, the Alonzo Mournings, the great Miami Heat players, Bam has the opportunity to be one of those guys when it's all said and done. And guess what? He's so young. He's in his early 20s. So it's just the beginning for him to build his legacy down in South Florida.
Listen to him on NBA Sound System. They do the NBA Sound System live shows across all of the NBA international sites with NBA Digital gone international and NBA Sound System's Carlin Gay joining us here. I'm Lawrence Scott. Thank you so much for listening.
Has been Warriors Sound Live.
Right side three. Got it!